Washing
the dead body.
There's a pathway up here that goes off. Sometimes when we're speaking, people say, in the questions, they say, why do you say this is a science? It seems that this must be belief. Mm-hmm. Because science...
Your so-called science is also belief. You believe in one way, we believe in another. And if you call it science, then it is also science. If you call your belief as science, then why shall I not call my belief as science? Yours is also belief. You have never gone to the moon, and you are talking of so many things about moon. That is your belief.
But they say with science they can prove so many things, like the...
We cannot prove.
How can we...
We cannot prove. It's like you say the life is made of chemicals. You prove, take chemicals and make a life, then it is true. Otherwise it is a humbug. Why do you say like that? The life is made of chemicals. You cannot prove it.
Well, I do not say that life is made of chemicals.
They say.
They say.
Yes, these rascals say.
But they say they can prove that there are chemicals.
No, prove it. You take the chemicals and prove. You produce life. Why do you talk nonsense? First of all, prove. You did not produce a life, even an ant, in the laboratory, and still you say the life is a combination of chemicals. Why do you say like that? Challenge them.
We cannot see souls, Srila Prabhupada. It appears that matter comes from matter, or life comes from matter. We cannot see the soul.
You cannot see, but you can perceive. If matter comes, life comes from matter, then when there is a dead body, he puts matter and make it alive. Or put chemicals. Chemical is also matter. Make him alive.
We made some...
First of all, this is my challenge. That here is a dead body. So, bring some chemical, just like a motor car stop for want of chemical, the petrol. So you bring petrol, it will be started again. Similarly, you bring some chemical and start it again.
Well, that will require some time to find the chemicals.
That means you are fool. You are talking nonsense. You do not know what is that chemical. You prove yourself a rascal.
But we accept we don't know, but we are trying
then
to learn.
If you don't know, I do talk nonsense. First of all, you know, then talk. That is science.
But the way we built this civilization and technology and airplanes...
It is animal. You are eating meat and you are civilized. The tigers eat meat, the dogs eat meat. A human being, why he shouldn't eat meat?
But there are so many wonderful things taking place, brain transplants and so many
things. It's all right. You are not civilized so long you are eating meat. You are dogs and cats and tigers there. The tiger may be very strong animal, but it is not to be called that he is civilized. Nobody will say the tiger is civilized.
But we've made airplanes and cars, and if we only waited until we knew, we never could have made it. But by trying,
right, you have made some technical advancement. That does not mean you are civilized. Civilized means the Aryans. They know what is the shore. That is civilization.
But we've seen in Eastern countries where the people don't eat meat, they are at the same time very primitive, very uncivilized, like savages.
They don't have enough food?
Huh?
No technology, no education.
Oh, because we have plundered them for the last 2,000 years. You Russian rogues, you have plundered, you have taken all their money, all their jewels, all their gold, and made British Museum. It is dear to you. What is this dog here? Some dog. Huh?
Oh, that's the siren.
Huh?
You mean the sirens?
No. Some bird.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see. But in Bhagavad Gita, we claim that it is a fact, scientifically, that Krishna appeared on earth and so many things. But actually, isn't it because we believe that the Bhagavad Gita is true, that we think it is scientific? Because we believe it, but someone else say, I don't believe it, so for me it's not scientific.
No, why it is scientific? No, why it is not? If Bhagavad Gita says, Andan Bhavanti Bhutan. By eating sufficient grains, the living entity becomes flourished. So can you deny it?
That must be true.
Everything is true. If you think it properly, you find it is all true. Bhagavad Gita says, Chatuvarnang Maya Srishta. By me, the four divisions of human society is man. The most intelligent class, the Brahmin, who knows the soul, God, etc., by their character, by their behavior, that is Brahmin class. So this is most perfect way of keeping society. Unless there is a class, very intelligent, who knows what is God, what is soul, then what is the civilization? Simply motor car drivers? Is that civilization? Where is the Brahmin? This is not civilization. Simply some artisans and workers, motor car drivers, mill workers. Where is civilized man? Who knows God, who knows soul, who knows how to conduct the human society to the perfection? Where is that man? It is not civilization.
We have philosophers and poets.
They are all lower class. They have no information of the soul. They are studying in the dead matter, that's pride and others. Darwin. What do they know?
There are also so many priests and rabbis, the Pope.
But what do they know about the soul, about God? First thing is that There is a supreme authority. You are not independent. So if you do not know who is the supreme authority, what is the value of your knowledge? You have to accept there is a supreme authority because you are not independent. But you do not know. It's like a rascal. He does not know about the government, what kind of man he is. He's a rascal. A civilized man means he knows what is government, what is the history of government. That is civilized. And if he does not know what is government, he's simply living there, a third class man. So, you have to accept there is a government of the whole universal empire. But you do not know it. Then you are third class man. You are not human being, you are animal. The animal does not know. This is the proof that you are animal, you are not human being. A human being, at least a class of man, there must be. Brahman. Brahma Janati is the Brahman, one who knows how things are going. We know that. We Krishna conscious people, we know. Therefore we are civilized.
But the Bhagavad Gita, it was written 5,000 years ago, so it doesn't pertain
no,
to today.
It is not written.
We have
it. It was there. Then you do not read Bhagavad Gita. Why you are speaking like that? You know Bhagavad Gita? You have not studied Bhagavad Gita. That is a disgrace for you. You have read Bhagavad Gita?
A little.
Huh?
A little.
What is that?
He says yes,
a little.
Then you do not know why you say that Bhagavad Gita was written in 5,000 years ago. Why do you say like that? You do not know. It was first spoken 40 millions of years ago. Imam Vivasati Yogam Purtavana. What kind of reader you are, Bhagavad Gita? You do not know? I'm accusing you because you're a student of Krishna consciousness. How do you do not know?
I think he was posing as a materialist.
That's all right. But one who does not know, why is he said that Bhagavad Gita was written 5,000 years? He does not know. That is my point. If you had known, then you would not have said like that, foolishly, that Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years. It is abhaya, it is eternally there. It is eternally there. Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratavan Aham Abhayam. Abhayam means which is never under deterioration. It is eternally existing. That is Abhayam. That's like Atma, soul, Abhayam. There is no deterioration. It is there. So once 40 million years ago, once it was spoken, but in due course of time, it is now lost. Therefore, I am speaking it again to you. You do not read Bhagavad Gita, it is said there. How do you say it is written 5,000 years ago? It is already there. It was first spoken 40 million years ago. Now it is lost, and it is material world is like that. One thing is lost sometimes. Therefore I am speaking to you. And why you are speaking to me? Because you are my devotee. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. That means only the devotees can understand Bhagavad Gita, and it is always existing. And because it is now lost, just like we are putting Bhagavad Gita, why I am stressing so much? It is lost by the so-called Gandhis and Dr. Radhakrishna, they have made it lost. Therefore, yes, Krishna. The thing is there. We are simply trying to revive it again. It is not that it is the beginning. No. It is already there. But these rascals have made them lost. people do not understand it, do not follow it. That is due. So we are trying to revive it again. It is revival of the whole teaching, permanent teaching, permanent beneficial instruction. Now it is law.
Straight ahead, Srila Prabhupada, there is another path.
There is another path.
Another footpath, yeah.
This road is nice.
Yes?
Yes.
Which way? This way? That
this path. Way is all right. Hold on. The sun is this way.
Bhagavad Gita is not that. Like 5 years. Not like that. They cannot say the sun is now coming. It is there. It is there always. You are seeing now. They used to think like that. At night the sun is dead. These rascals. Huh? And they're advanced. They used to think that this earth is square. These rascals. And they are advanced. They are changing their opinion daily. That is their scientific knowledge. Why they should change?
They say this means they are discovering the truth.
That
step
means
by step.
You do not know the truth. That is the fact. You do not know, simply speculating. You are accepting some spot, this is true. And after some day, no, this is not true. This is true. This is your position.
Many of the scientific textbooks that were written 20 years ago are all outdated.
Useless.
Can't use them anymore.
So, this scientific book at the present moment, after 20 years, they will be useless. This is your scientific.
But at least what we know now is more true than what we knew before. And if we keep trying,
yes,
we'll know
that
more.
That means you are always in ignorance. This means that you are always in ignorance. And Krishna does not say like that. Krishna says the same thing I am speaking to you again. That means you are not in ignorance. We may forget something, but it is the truth is always the same. But you are making, manufacturing, discovering truth. That means you do not know what is truth. You should answer like that, that you are all rascals. You do not know what is truth. Therefore you are discovering truth. Truth is never discovered. It is already there. But you do not know what is that truth. That is credit that you are making advance towards truth. But you do not know what is truth. That is a fact. Is it clear? Making discoveries means you do not know what is true. But it is good credit for you that you're trying to advance. That's it. That we have.
So eventually, if we keep advancing like this, we'll understand the truth.
I will never advance. Your advance is so slow and foolish that you cannot.
But some Indian history professors say...
We are not talking of Indian history. We are talking about truth. We never say it is Indian truth.
But Bhagavad Gita has been presented in so many ways also, and now we're saying it is another way.
That's what Krishna says, that I am showing you the way. How to understand Bhagavad Gita? You have to accept that. Not so many ways. Only that one that I have explained in the preface, that when you have to take a medicine, you have to take the direction, dose such and such. Not that so many ways doses are prescribed. No. The according to prescription you have to take. Otherwise you'll waste your time. They have wasted so much plates. What is the value of this?
Bhuteja.
What benefit is there? A soldier has died. So what is the use of having a tree, having a plate?
This will make us remember how much our countrymen...
Now what benefit is there by remembering?
Well, the family feels honored that there's a tree here for that son of theirs.
And what benefit do they derive?
Well, they can come and see it, and...
That man who has died, he's still there?
Next time when there's a war, then they will feel more inclined to fight, knowing that there may be a tree.
That means it is a government deceiving. Man is not there. And even if he's there, suppose the soldier, after dying for his country, has become a tree. It's a very good reward. Just see there, imagine. How foolishly they are thinking. We have to point out their foolishness. That is our business. They are watching very hard, undoubtedly, but they are watching foolishly. Samaya vahikeva. The result is that simply they're becoming tired. That's because they're not working intelligently. Like monkey, he's busy all day. What is the value of that busy? You'll find a monkey, you're never sitting idly. He's always busy. So what is the result of that business? He's a monkey. And they claim to be, they're coming from monkey, these are signs. So we can say that your monkey's quality is already there. You are not improved more than monkey, because you are working useless. They are theorizing that you have come from monkey, and as soon as you say that you are monkey, they become angry. You see? They are claiming that you are coming from monkey. And if you say that you are monkey, no matter than monkey, then they are angry. You see?
Well, that's because we've advanced from the monkey stage up to the human stage.
If you are uselessly working, then you are monkey. Monkey is busy, but useless. There's no value. What is the value of your working? You cannot make a solution of the problem that you are dying. Then what is the use of your working? You do not like to die. Why you are dying? You are keeping memory of this because you wanted that he should not have died. That is your desire. You do not like to die. So where is the solution of your death? You might open many hospitals, but where is the solution of the disease, that there should be no more disease? That you cannot do. Therefore, your so-called scientific research, working hard day and night, is all monkey's business. Useless.
We have seen that even great spiritualists, they all get old and die also.
That's all right. But we are not talking of this body, we are talking of the soul. We say that soul transmigrate. So, instead of transmigrating to another, this perishable body, we are transmigrating to the eternal one. That is our business. We are making solutions. But he do not know. You are simply working like a monkey, useless.
But we haven't seen that anyone has got a...
How you can see? You cannot see how the... You do not believe in transmigration. So how you can see? Paschati jnana chakusha.
We would believe...
Paschati jnana chakusha. When you will have that eyes to see, knowledge, then you will see. Now you are monkey, how you can see? Monkey cannot see. Pashyati jnana chakshusah. That's like our men in India. They know I have come to Australia. But he's not seeing by his eyes. You know, the arrangement was made. They purchased ticket and they went to the airport, and they are confident. They are sending ticket, letters here. Does he, has he come with me to see? How he knows that I have come here? How he knows? He has not seen that I have come here. But how he knows?
By hearing.
Huh? That means there are other sources of understanding, not only the eyes.
Of course.
That is the rascals, they do not know, they want to see.
Of course, a person can never be completely sure unless
he... That's jnana chakkusa. You can see with knowledge how this man is being transferred to the eternal man. But you have no such knowledge. You are monkey. Monkey cannot see. Monkey cannot understand. Suppose there is a dog at my house. He does not understand how I have come here. Because he has no knowledge. So seeing means knowledge, seeing not the eyes. Say he wants to see by the eyes. He's a monkey. That's all. He's a dog.
But first we have to believe it and then we can see it.
It's not the question of belief. It is a fact. It is a fact in this way that Krishna says, Tatta deham punarjanmanayati. That's all. You have to see through Krishna. Krishna is perfect. Krishna says, such and such person, devotee, after giving up this body, he does not accept. That is seeing. Krishna says and you see. Just like you believe me. The father believes, child believes. Believes the father. Similarly, if the authority is there, then you see. By his word, that's all. That is knowledge, seeing by knowledge, perfect knowledge, that is seeing. Not by endeavoring with these imperfect senses. That is not knowledge.
But in this modern age, everyone is...
Modern age means all rascals and fools. So we haven't got to follow the rascals and fools. We have to follow the most perfect Krishna.
The problem is, everyone is cheating. Everyone is presenting some knowledge or this or that.
Therefore you have accepted Krishna, who will not cheat. You are cheater, therefore you are believing cheaters. We do not cheat, we accept a person who does not cheat. That is the difference between you and me.
We we were all cheaters before we came to you, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
We were all cheaters. So how is it that we're not accepting a cheater? How is it that we cheaters have accepted some knowledge from you?
Yeah, then because you're speaking what Krishna has said. He's not cheater. He's God. I am talking to you, not that. I am my own knowledge. I am presenting to you what Krishna has said. That's why I am not cheater. I might have been a cheater, but since I am talking only the words of Krishna, then since then I am not cheater. Said, Vidaham Samiti Tal. I know past, present and future. Therefore he is not cheater. But so far we are concerned, we do not know what was the past and what is future. And we do not know perfectly present also. And if we speak something, there is cheating. There is cheating. Consciousness movement is that don't hear the cheaters and don't try to cheat others. Be honest and hear from the other. This is Krishna.
Prabhupada, why is it that some people, when they hear about Krishna consciousness, they take it, and some do not, and still, after that, some of those who take it, they stay, and some who take it for some time, and then they fail?
That is fortunate and unfortunate. Just like one gets, inherits father's property, many millions of dollars, and he has become a poor man by misusing the money. Like that. It's unfortunate. He got the money, but he could not utilize it.
Does fortune mean it's the mercy of Krishna, Shri? Does fortune mean that it's Krishna's mercy?
Not Krishna's mercy is already there. It is your misuse of free will. You do not, you are giving the opportunity. That is a fortune. But you do not accept the fortune. That is your misfortune. Lord Chaitanya, Eirupe Brahmanda Bhamite Kono Bhagavaniji. Kono, some fortunate man can accept it.
In Kali Yuga.
Mostly they're unfortunate. Let's see, throughout the whole Europe, America, we are making propaganda. How many students they have come? Very insignificant number, although they have come. But they are fortunate.
Sometimes we see that a devotee may be very sincere, but at the same time he becomes weak somehow, and he falls down.
Even if he falls down, still he's fortunate, because the injection is there. It will act someday or another. Still he's fortunate. As fortunate man, he took it, but he fell down. But that does not mean he's unfortunate. He still is fortunate. Because the poison is already there. It will develop. That is called Agnata Sukriti. Therefore he is not loser. He continues to be fortunate. It will take some time.
So he became weak because he misused his individual will.
Yeah, he misused the instruction of a spiritual master. Therefore he became unfortunate. Or he fell down. Botanical garden?
The sign says parking for botanic gardens. But I'm not acquainted with this. It says centenary, August 22nd, 1947. Perhaps his name is on the other side. Is there going to be a world war very soon?
Yes.
We heard there would be. Yes. then it will be a very different situation for preaching.
Hmm? Your preaching will not be strong.
He's bringing the car. He went back. He'll bring it around. Tree Society originated the idea of placing this Kari log in Kings Park. The log, normally destined for milling, was provided and brought by Booning Brothers PT Limited from their Donnelly River sawmilling area. The felling, transporting, and placing in position of this great log from over 200 miles from the depths of the forest, with each of the three sections borne on a 200 horsepower motor truck, was a major engineering feat and a tribute to the skill of Western Australia timbermen. With the approval and assistance of the Kings Park Board, the actual placing of the log in Kings Park on 25th June 1958 was contributed to by Hume Pipe Company, Perrin Brothers, BP Australia Limited, the Forests Department and other government departments. The completion of the project was a fine example of community effort.
It weighs 110 tons, and it's 363 years old.
Mm-hmm.
363 years old.
This
log.
It is lying for 363? No.
Well, they say it grew that long. In America, there are some redwood trees. In California, they say are many thousands of years old.
This is a type of eucalyptus?
I don't know. Oh, it says it's eucalyptus diversicolor.
Bhagavad said, King Taramana Jeevanti, you want to prolong your life with the trees. They do not prolong their life. So if you prolong your life, does it mean that you are better than tree? King Taravana Jeevanti. Prolonging life is your mission. The trees automatically do that without any scientific knowledge. Then what is the value of your science? King, let us see how they have taken. King Taravana Jeevanti. Do they not live for thousands of years? What is the value of such living? If the tree is living here standing for 10,000 years, then what is the value of this 10,000 years? So if you live like a tree without any benefit, then what is the value of your life?
Some people say that trees may be very happy. How do we know?
Huh?
Some people may.
If you want to become happy like that, be. Stand up. Stand up on the bench and laugh. Be happy.
But they say we are humans, we can enjoy.
What enjoy?
Oh, television, cinema, dancing.
Yeah, the dogs also dance and enjoy. Monkey also dance in India.
But these animals, they're not intelligent enough not to enjoy the higher.
They are intelligent. Otherwise, when the dog jumps from here,
one man goes and
comes here, you enjoy it. It is enjoyment. So you are doing like that.
But we cook very nice food to eat.
They also eat according to their taste. The hogs, they eat stool, they enjoy it. So according to our calculation, you are eating stool, the meat, and you are thinking you are enjoying, as the hogs thinking, that's all. It is a question of standard. Enjoyment is there in every living sphere.
Sounds too simple to be true.
Well, maybe we could also, in addition to this unlimited pleasure, just to make sure we don't lose out on anything, we could also enjoy all these other pleasures.
Yes, we are using the motor chant. You are working hard like an ass to get this motor car. We get this by chanting.
Sometimes they say to the Prabhupada that if everybody chants Hare Krishna, what shape would the world be in?
Yeah, we would get everything, and without any labor. You see our example.
But they say that the only reason your Hare Krishna movement is existing is because we are working and giving you the money.
You must work, because we are superior. You must work under us. That will give you actually happiness if you want that kind of direction. That is your duty. You are not carrying out your duty. That is something. If you work under our direction, you will be happy.
Then they say, every religion says the same thing, that if you follow them, then you'll be happy. But they're all teaching differently, so.
That's all right. Now, try this. This is the latest. You are after latest.
Sometimes people may say, Srila Prabhupada, that we're just trying to introduce the old caste system from India that never worked anyway.
That caste system is already there. Here also, you have got poor class, rich class. The communists have also worker class, manager class. Although the communists against caste system, but I have seen they made this classification. Worker class, manager class. Why do you make this? That is efficiency. Leader class, follower class. Otherwise there will be chaos. That is natural.
Divisions of work are naturally there. You can't avoid it.
In your body, there is class. The head class, the arm class, the belly class, the leg class. They're working differently for benefit of the whole body. That is natural. If you avoid, then if you simply keep the leg, then it will be chaotic. Or even if you keep the head on it, that will lose care. You must look on. That is nature. That is in the Vedic mantra, it is said, you are reading the other day. The Brahmanas, they came out of the mouth. The Kshatriyas, they came out of the arms. The Vaishyas, they came out of the belt. And the Shudras, they came out of the leg. Can avoid. Krishna said, it is my creation. How you can avoid? You cannot avoid anything which is created by Krishna. It's like sunshine. It is created by Krishna. You cannot say, no, no, I don't want sunshine. It is foolishness. If you want to avoid, then you will suffer. The sunshine is here. And if you go into the dark place and cover yourself from the sunshine, you will suffer. That's all. The sun will not suffer. You will suffer. Similarly, Krishna says that this caste system is created by me. If you don't accept it, then you will suffer. Krishna will not suffer. Introducing the caste system, we are introducing a system which you follow, you will be happy. Not caste system.